This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, of course, we'll be hearing from Louise Wilson, our very own lovely Louise Wilson. She's been catching up with artist Kate Green, who is exhibiting at the Histon Handmade Christmas Fair this Saturday.
First established back in 2016, the Histon Handmade Christmas Fair is into its third year and growing. It's the brainchild of Claire Howison, who wanted to offer local artists, crafters and all-round creative types the opportunity to exhibit their pieces and offer the public a setting which they can experience and see the local talent firsthand, and, of course, the chance to purchase unique presents. I've come down to the home of one of the artists who will be holding an exhibition this year, and her name is Kate Green. Thank you for letting me come into what I guess is your workplace, really. Explain to me what sort of setup you've got here. What can I see? What can we see around us?
Well, this is my garden studio. So, it's the space where I can make a mess, really, and store all my many bits and pieces and paintings that haven't yet been created and paintings that have, and just lots of bits and pieces, and I'm still available to family as they need me.
I was going to say, actually, yeah, because this is, you know, as you mentioned, it's at the bottom of your garden. Is that quite a difficult balance to strike between home life and work life? Because, you know, I guess if you're anything like me, I get so distracted. If I'm at home, I think, well, I could be doing that and I could be doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I think having a designated area is really important. I think the family understand this is where I work. Sometimes I say I just need to be left alone. But mostly they do come, and my seven-year-old loves to be in here and help me, as does my dog. But I think, just having it, it is a separate space. It's somewhere I can leave stuff out and come back to. I think, I don't know, in the future I may have a separate studio somewhere else, but it enables me to sort of be in family life and then go and do something and then go back. I mean, they're all at school, so it's not like I'm, a little bit here, a little bit there. I do have, but I do need to, I'm increasingly learning to set boundaries, really, on the things that I do when, as well as how much time I give to certain things. I'm growing in that, but it's a work in progress.
Do you think as an artist as well, do you kind of get flashes of creativeness, if that's the word? Do you know what I mean? Like, so the flexibility actually kind of suits your nature, or are you a 9-to-5, I'm going to be in there, I'm going to do XXX, or do you just say, actually, I can do a bit here and there? And
yeah, I think I'm actually quite an all or nothing person, so I am better with structure, actually. I don't know whether I'm normal for an artist in that respect. I like order and I like to have a routine, and so I am better knowing I've got this time to work on. But then creativity doesn't always have its boundaries, so when it comes to 3 o'clock and I've got to go and collect from school, I might not have finished what I'm doing, so I'll collect and then I'll come back and do a bit more, but knowing that I'm available, so it works, it's got this flexibility, but I do sort of have this as my time, and so particularly like weekends, I'm less in here, but I can come and hide here for a little bit if I need to work, even on my computer doing the admin. Yeah. A lot of my work, seems to be admin.
Yeah, I guess you've got to be a businesswoman as well as a creator, don't you?
Totally.
So I've read your sort of short biography section on the Christmas Fair website, which we'll come to in just a moment.
Yeah.
And you said you like to I'll quote you, "I'm excited by the extravagant dimensions and intimate details I see in creation." So what do you mean by that? What's your feeling? And you also describe yourself as a song painter. So I'm intrigued by that.
I love to express myself through my work, through painting. I love colour. It really excites me. And
you've got some fabulous pieces here as well. They are very bright. They're lovely.
I think colour can communicate different things. And I use colours to sing, really, or to dance, or it's something that comes from the heart and expresses either what I'm feeling or communicate something I want to say, or so although my work's very abstract and it doesn't necessarily it's not obvious what it's about, it always does have you know, a meaning, and I usually start with the meaning, the theme, a title before I start doing the actual pieces. And I work in my studio, but I also work quite a lot live in different settings. I don't know whether you knew
No, I didn't know.
So I work on an easel sometimes at conferences or in places, but I also roll massive canvases behind me. I've got like rolls there. I'll roll it out on the floor and get in the middle, and I work around myself to music, which is quite an interesting performance art thing that, you know, for different audiences. So I've done that in a school recently on their stage with it projected to their favourite song, and then they studied the painting, and I did workshops, or at Easter I did it in front of like 3,000 people at Skegness, Butlin's holiday camp, or on the streets in Cambridge as well, outside Boots. I did rolled it out on a Sunday, on a sunny day, and yeah, it draws a crowd. It's quite good for promotional, you know, sort of, you know, for my open studio and things like that. But people get drawn to just see the actual process of me creating.
And actually, I guess that then translates into that joyous nature of your art then, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'm looking at it now and actually you can't help but smile because it is really bright. It is really kind of, it grabs your eye, and even one piece is going to brighten up a room, isn't it?
Yeah, instantly. And I think that's something I've heard over and over. There's people say there's loads of energy in it, and there's it just makes
like
me
movement.
Happy. Someone said to me at my open studio, "Are you always happy?" Because she felt that in my work, which is lovely. I'm really pleased that people get that.
You mentioned some of the titles, so give me an example. Some of the titles that you might come up with.
Well, I mean, this clock here, that painting is one of the really big ones I did, and it's called I Am Me, and it's it's about being confident to be ourselves, you know, comfortable in our own skin. So I've used really bold, confident colours, colours that I love, like fluorescents are really something that excite me. They just shout happiness, and so that piece was about confidence and about being ourselves, not trying to be somebody else, take me or leave me sort of thing. So that's one example.
I mean, this is going to probably sound totally ridiculous given what you've just said as well, because I get the notion from you that really every piece is a joy to make, but have you had a sort of a favourite ever project that you've done, or is that like picking a favourite child, completely impossible?
I think it is usually the last one I've done, because I really enjoy being an artist, and I'm very much not trying to just churn out what has worked in the past, but to keep developing and growing and playing. I think there's a playfulness in my work that's part of the joy that people see in it, but I think it's really important as an artist to enjoy what you're doing and to play and experiment and not take yourself too seriously, really. So playing with the visual, you know, sort of the colours and the shapes and things, but also with the materials and tools and things like that. So so the things I've been creating for the fair are the last things I've done. Yeah. And so, at the moment, I guess they're my favourites.
Which nicely takes us on to the fair. So it's called the Histon Handmade Christmas Fair.
Yeah.
It's now in its third year. So how did you get involved? You know, have you been as a punter before? Is that how you got involved?
Yeah, well, I went last year as a visitor, and I was actually really impressed with the quality of what was being sold, that it's all local artists and craftspeople, you know, who've handmade things. So it's really special quality, sort of unique gifts. And it was packed as well. And I thought, I want to get in on this. You know, you go to a number of different places. I've done a lot of fairs over the years, and quality differs quite a lot, and this one really stood out to me. So I got in touch, and every year they try and keep it fresh.
I was going to say, yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it? Because Claire Howson is the lady who set it up, isn't she? And she likes to change who comes in each year, which is not only nice from a punter's point of view because they're seeing something different, but it also gives everybody an equal opportunity across the board, doesn't it?
Local, invite only. Which so I feel really blessed to be part of it, and actually feels my work fits in with what's happening. Yeah, so there's 23 exhibitors and 6 are new this year, so it's great.
And is it nice for you as well, given that you're all sort of local, to kind of have that networking as well?
Presumably
you can do you take inspiration from what other people are doing as well?
Yeah, so into this group of people, I'm starting to get to know them. I'll get to know them more on Saturday as we all, you know, get our stuff together. There's a few people I've worked with before, so that's really nice, that I've been friends with and asked advice of. And I think being an artist is actually quite an isolated existence in a way, and so it's really important to network with others and to work together.
Would you ever consider, is it such a thing to collaborate with other artists? Do you know what I mean? Like a musician would. Are there opportunities to do something like that? Sort of come as a collective, I don't know,
I guess there are. I mean, I'm planning to do an MA in September, and I'm hoping that part of that will be give me some opportunity to work with others and very much sort of fire off each other in terms of inspiration and working maybe together on stuff, and also obviously my live art. I'm looking to develop that as a performance piece, and so we're working with musicians and film to film it, and you know, so creativity sort of in its all its different guises. I've done a lot of different art teams, youth camps and things like that, and I love collaborating with other creatives, really. I find that really inspires me, yeah.
So the fair is taking place this Saturday. Whereabouts is it?
It's at St Andrew's Centre, which is in the centre of Histon. I think it's near the Tesco's, and it's 12 till 7.
So people get along and they can see what you're doing, what other people are doing as well.
I can't wait to show the stuff I've been developing, because I've had to think, how do I make my work accessible to everybody? So it's prices and size, and so I've shrunk down my process into like tiny little canvases that can go on a Christmas tree, and baubles. I've put like a process art video on my blog on my website as to how I've like developed these. It's because it's been quite.
And
you've
got mugs and scarves.
Yeah, so I've also
printed
some of my work on things. So I've got clocks and scarves and cushions and my calendar, and so there's sort of hopefully something for everyone. Yeah. It's been really fun, actually. I've really enjoyed
I can see that in you, and it's great. So well, hopefully everyone will get down there and take a look and see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ah, that was Louise Wilson. Louise Wilson talking to Kate Green, the artist who is exhibiting at the Histon Handmade Christmas Fair this Saturday. And it's going to be at St Andrew's Centre, School Hill in Histon, Saturday the 24th of November. And unusually, quite an interesting time, actually. 12 o'clock, midday till 7 p.m. Like that. That's really nice. So if you've been working in the day, nip down after. 24 local designers and makers will be there, and find a nice special perfect gift for someone special, for your neighbours, for your friends. Look out for David Mitchell with printing and gifts as well. And more information, histonhandmade.com/events.